Even Fish, before it gathered a global following, was a local band facing the obstacles that all local bands do. Now, in the internet era, the challenges are a little bit different from 20 or 30 years ago. Among them is getting your music heard by a wider audience and not just people who come to see you play live. A group of musicians in the Upper Valley has created a music streaming site called Cabal Breaker Radio that hopes to give overlooked singers and bands in Vermont and New Hampshire a better chance at being noticed. So joining us from our Norwich studio is Jim Yeager. He's one of the founders of CBBR. Jim, welcome to Vermont Edition.
How you doing today, Rick?
Great. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks.
When someone goes to your website, Cabal Breaker Radio, what are they going to find there?
What they're going to find is they're going to find an internet stream. So they're going to find this. You press play and it'll stream every song that we have on the site. And we also have artist profiles beneath. You can click on each profile and go to the artist. It'll have songs by the artist. It'll have their social media links and contacts and such.
You launched the site in April and you now have 40 artists. So why do you think there was a need for this kind of a platform?
Well, Rick, what tends to happen is people lean towards hiring people that play other people's music. So even original artists that have many songs don't really get a chance to have a platform to play their songs live and to market their music. The little fish get lost. So we're giving them a place to do what they do and to get paid for what they do.
As a musical artist, even a little fish, why wouldn't I want to be on Spotify?
Because you're a grain of sand on the beach. That's why, Rick. Mm-hmm. I mean, yes, you got a platform on Spotify, but you really go out of your way to try to draw your friends to this site where there's literally thousands and thousands of artists who, by the way, are making 0.14 cents per stream. And we're saying, first of all, we're not taking anything from you guys, and we're giving you a place to make money on your music.
Is there a fee to be on Cabal Breaker Radio?
Yes, there is a fee.
Okay, so convince me why I, as a local musician, should pay that fee to be on your service.
Well, I'm glad you asked me that question, Rick, because we are not just an internet radio site. We are also an events company. And what we did was we gathered about 120 artists on March 29th. This is within, you know, a couple weeks after we came up with the idea. We asked them. We said, look, we're going to roll out this idea, and we're going to give you guys not only a place to focus your music online, but we're going to give you opportunities to play live. Our artists are doing shows for us. We are putting on events. We'll be putting on an event June 28th this month in Windsor, Vermont, called the Cabal Breaker Incubator Party. And we will once again roll out this idea. So it's the reason we do offer the fee is because we are giving them an opportunity to play.
Now, I know it's hard to single out just one of the artists who are currently on the site, but can you talk briefly about one whose story kind of typifies what you're trying to achieve?
Yes. Yeah, there's a gentleman by the name of John Offensend. John is in his lower 70s. Yeah, he lives in South Royalton, Vermont. He's been here pretty much all of his life. Been playing music since the early 60s. In open mics and such. And John came to me one day at the diner where we both go, and he said, look, I want to be a part of your site. I said, do you have any music, John? He said, well, yes, I did get it digitized. It was recorded on a double cassette recorder way back when. And I went and listened to the music, and I was in tears. It was so incredible, his song. And here's a perfect example of a guy who would have never, ever been heard otherwise. And I put his profile up myself because he lives off the grid. He doesn't have a computer. And it was just – I'm having goosebumps right now talking about it. It was just very moving to me to be able to do that for John. And he's a very happy man now. And you know, now his friends have befriended me on Facebook and are just, thank you so much for highlighting our dad.
What a great story. How do you think Cabal Breaker will advance the music scene in Vermont and New Hampshire?
That's a good question. I think more than anything, we're going to bring people together, which is already done. We've already shown that we can do that. I mean, right here in the studio now, I have a number of the musicians with me who have driven all the way out from Orford, New Hampshire, just to support me in this.
They're not all going to break into song at the same time while you're in there, are they?
Well, that would be kind of cool if they did, but no. So we've already brought a bunch of musicians together online. Most of our artists are actually going to be at our party, whether they're playing or not, just to represent. And it's really just creating a scene where they're an original scene where there wasn't a congruent one to begin with.
I mentioned that you launched in April. You have about 40 artists right now. So what's the traffic been like? What kind of response have they gotten so far?
It's been kind of overwhelming. You know, we really didn't think it was going to take off as fast as it did. We're getting, because we also started a Facebook page along with it, and we're just getting a ton of traffic of people saying, wow, I didn't realize that there was so many great artists in my backyard, so the response has been incredible, not just from the listeners, but from the artists too. It said, this is an amazing idea. We needed this.
Jim Yeager is a co-founder of Cabal Breaker Radio. You can find a link to the site at vpr.net. And Jim, you mentioned him earlier. We're going to play a little bit of John Offensend here. The song is Said Nothing at All. Jim, thanks for speaking with us today.
Rick, thank you so much.
The old woman was plainly dressed, but her smile lit her face with a glow. I thought I would tell her how nice she looked. Instead, I said nothing at all.